Facing extinction by 2031 is the planet's fastest parrot, and it needs our help. It's been an uphill battle for the swift parrot for a while now. This bright green, streamlined beauty's habitat has been decimated by logging to the tune of something like 70%. Spearheading a campaign to save the extraordinary swift parrot found only in Australia is Tasmania's Bob Brown Foundation. There is a citizen science project with a summer-long initiative that commences tomorrow. And here to talk on behalf of the very swift parrots remaining in the wild is Foundation Campaign Manager Jenny Weber. Thank you for joining us, Jenny. How are you?
Fabulous. I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, can you briefly describe the swift parrot's habitat and how it came to be in such a dire situation?
Swift parrots breed only in Tasmania, and then they fly across the Bass Strait to forage on flowering eucalypts on the mainland and actually in many forests on the eastern areas of New South Wales. So your listeners today will know that the swift parrots are breeding busily down here in Tasmania, and then they'll head across Bass Strait to New South Wales and southern Victoria for their winter.
Oh my God! How do they make it across the Bass Strait? They're quite little, aren't they?
They are little, and your introduction was fantastic, pointing out that they are the fastest parrot on Earth, and so they make it across that Bass Strait. They do stop at the top of Tasmania and get a bit of food before they head down to the south of Tasmania. So they're very, very fast birds. And what a fantastic bird to be able to travel so far and experience the beautiful forests of South Coast, New South Wales, and then the mighty forests of Tasmania. Now, sadly, it's been because of the logging in Tasmania's forests and even the logging in its foraging habitat in New South Wales that sees the decline of this species. What we also know from scientists is that once the habitat had been degraded so much that the swift parrot was suffering, then came the introduced sugar glider in Tasmania. Sadly, it's a beautiful glider. Elsewhere in Australia, it's an incredible species, but it's been introduced to Tasmania. It's a pest, and it's been eating the mothers and the babies of swift parrots.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the sugar glider, because I know I've seen initiatives to save the sugar glider here in New South Wales, but it's an introduced species for Tasmania, and it's eating the swift parrot. Oh, my God.
Yes, and it was 1950 when they used to come in the pockets of visitors from mainland Australia over to Tasmania.
Oh my God, and stop it. What, it people introduced? Were literally bringing it as a pet or something, were they?
Absolutely. They were bringing the glider over to Tasmania because it's interesting, even in the US, we've met people who have come here to Tasmania who tell us about how they had gliders as pets.
Oh my God.
It's the sort of Australian mammal, that is a happy little pet. Unfortunately, we don't think that Australian natives should be kept as pets, but what's happened in the swift parrot case is that because of a competition out there in the forest, there's less forests, so there's less habitat. The swift parrot has less places to live, and so there's been a terrible clash where the gliders are eating the swift parrots. But fundamentally what we're fighting is the ongoing destruction of habitat, and the United Nations listed the swift parrot as critically endangered in 2015 and advised the government that the best way to protect the swift parrot included protecting all of its habitat on public land in conservation reserves. We are still here today finding them logging in swift parrot habitat in Tasmania.
Oh, wow. Okay, so tell us about the citizen science project that the Bob Brown Foundation is running.
So we have had swift parrots on our radar for a long time, and it's something that we've really been working closely with the experts out of the Australian National University. They've got a difficult bird research group, and they do some excellent work here in Tasmania on the swift parrots. And with the expert Matt Webb, we spoke to him and said we'd love to have people to help this research, have people out in all the threatened forests in Tasmania that could have swift parrots. How about we do that this summer? And he was really welcoming of us doing that. We've also run citizen science projects in our Tarkine campaign since 2015. We just came out of one of them, actually, which was Tarkine BioBlitz. We had 150 people all over the Tarkine in northwest Tasmania, looking at the rainforest and the rivers and the coast. So this project over summer will be literally bird watchers, citizens who love the forest, heading into the swift parrot habitat with us and with our binoculars, listening for them, looking for them, and recording them and putting that data into important science.
And so where can people go to find out more and get involved in the project?
So our Bob Brown Foundation website has an event right now where anyone can sign up to join our Swift Parrot project over the summer. And we've got some excellent survey leaders who are taking people into different places across Tasmania to find the swift parrots and record them.
Jenny, thank you so much for your time this morning. We wish you all the best, and hopefully we can lend a hand to the little swift parrot.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And we'll keep you updated on how well our project is going.
Yeah, absolutely do. Absolutely do. It would be great to hear kind of what the results of the project were.
Yes, excellent. Great.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you. Bye.